I guess let's start with Dr. Fauci. Your thoughts about what he said today about a vaccine being available by the end of the year.
Well, we are all hopeful that that's going to be true. And this is of critical importance for all of us all over the world. I think that it's optimistic. Is it overly optimistic? I guess time will tell. Everything would have to continue to go perfectly. No adverse side effects, good immune responses, protection against disease. But if not by the end of the year, I think by spring of 2021, we certainly will have vaccines available.
Okay, available, not just developed, right? Not just like on December, it's announced that a vaccine has now been given the okay, and starting next week, you can go out and get that vaccine.
That's right. That's right. Once it's approved, you can go to your primary care clinic, your physician, to a vaccine center. And it'll be interesting to see how it's deployed with something of this a high degree of urgency and public health importance. We may see some thinking outside the box, if you will, about vaccine centers or availability or opportunities. One of the major competitors for development of the COVID-19 vaccine has already announced publicly that they're not going to charge more than $60 a dose, and that'll be very, very important as well. But I think the vaccine, once it is approved, it will readily become available to the public.
In this country or all around the world, and that's going to take some time to get most people vaccinated. As we've heard right now, if a vaccine was offered today, only about a third of the U.S. public said they'd go and get it.
Well, so those are a couple of important points. I mean, there are certainly vaccines that are approaching widespread use in other parts of the world, including a vaccine in China. I think that the way that the vaccines that are manufactured in different countries will cross into other markets will be complicated. It'll involve marketplace decisions and licensure decisions. But there are a lot of competitors. There's a very promising vaccine being developed in England. There are vaccines being developed in India, China. So I think we will see a convergence of vaccines available globally. They may be made by different manufacturers.
Yeah.
But I think they'll all rapidly be available. Now, with your second point about, you know, people not wanting to get the vaccine, that is a major issue, not just for this new vaccine, but the vaccines we already have. Vaccine refusal for things like measles vaccination in children is also a public health crisis. And so I would hope that the public would embrace the vaccine and that with better education and knowledge, we would understand that these vaccines will be safe and capable of saving many lives.
Before we let you go, I want to circle back to the point we mentioned before we started talking about women and pregnant women may have to wait a little bit longer. Why is that, and how much longer?
Yeah. Well, you've touched a very sensitive nerve for me personally, because as a pediatrician, I've devoted a lot of time, energy, and research into vaccines, whose purpose is to protect the newborn infant or the unborn infant, if you will, the baby in utero, to protect the baby from transmission of infection. One of the challenges with COVID-19 is we still don't really understand how common and how worrisome it is for the virus to be transmitted across the placenta to the newborn baby before birth. Once we understand that better, I think it will increase the urgency for maternal vaccinations. And then I would just say, generally speaking, women and babies get the short end of the stick when it comes to vaccine research. There are concerns about unfounded concerns in most circumstances about risk and sort of liability issues. But we need to put those aside. Women and children should be high priority targets for vaccinations, and I hope we see that change with COVID-19.